Gosh, somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 17. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 17 and verse 28. And then we go on to two other books. When you have that, would you say amen?
Acts 17 and 28.
Amen. It says, for in him we live and move and have our being. And the book of Zechariah, chapter 4. Zechariah is one of the books kind of had from me, little small books right in front of Matthew and Malachi. Just help me out a little bit because you can get these little small books kind of had from you. Zechariah chapter 4. And verse 6, when you have that, would you say amen? It said, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And our last scripture will be found in St. John, chapter 15. St. John chapter 15 and verses 4 through 8. When you have that, amen. Amen. I'm going to just go on and read starting at verse 1 of chapter 15. You have that, say amen. I heard one amen, so I'm going to read. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so ye shall be my disciples. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk about today. In God we live, move, and have our being. In other words, when in the Lord we live, move, and have our existence. Amen. Amen. We naturally are here physically, mind, body, spirit, and soul. But we really are our best when we have God in our life. Amen. Amen. When we have God, anyone that has God in their life, you're at your best. Amen. Other than that, you're just walking around, not really getting the full benefit that you need to get because God, if he doesn't resident in our life, he's the one to give the increase. It's in him that we become productive. It's in him that we are at our best. Amen. Amen. It's in him that we have our fullest existence. Amen. Our being. Amen. Amen. And it says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Amen. Amen. Said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Amen. And God wants us to bring forth fruit. Amen. And he wants our fruit to remain. Amen. God wants us to be productive. Amen. He don't want to save us and we just come and sit on a log or sit somewhere and say, I'm saved and I'm waiting on the Lord to come and get me. He wants you to be busy, to occupy until he comes, to bring forth other people in your life. Bring forth, do other things in the Lord that God would have you to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you're at your greatest, amen, when you're bringing forth the fruit. God don't want, how many know God doesn't want our fruit? He wants his fruit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and all those good things you read in the book of Galatians. God wants us to bring forth righteous fruit. Now, you can bring forth fruit, but not the right fruit. Amen. It's just like you're in the store. If you buy some apples or a fruit in the store, you're going to pick for good fruit. You're not going to pick for the worst fruit. You're going to leave that right there. Amen. Amen. And it's just like if you get it home by accident, amen, which we all have gotten fruit and bought it home by accident, and you thought you had a good batch of apples or a good batch, and you find out you got spots all over, brown spots. What do you do? Do you eat that? No, you cut that off because it's no good. So that's the same way God does us. Amen. Amen. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, if there's no fruit, God don't see nothing nothing coming out of you like him. He has no need for that. So that's no fruit. That's equal to no fruit. Fruit of the flesh. But he has no need of it. So he said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, God said, I take it away. I have no need for that. And then he said, every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, if it's bearing fruit and you are being productive, purge means to get rid of. That means you might be doing some things right, but there may be some things that God don't need in your life. So God sends us through the fire of trials and tests. Trials and tests that come in our life, amen, they come to burn off the dross. They come to burn off stuff that God does not actually want in your life. So, you know, the Bible speaks about God as a consuming fire. And the Bible tells us to think it not strange when we fall into, you know, fiery trials and everything. So we fall into, because the Lord said think it not strange, because I'm letting you go that way for a purpose. Because it might be some things that God just simply have no need of, that he get rid of. Amen. So it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, God take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it that it may bring forth much fruit. Now, if God says you got some fruit coming on, you do have some fruit coming, you know, out that he can use. And in other words, he going to still take you through it so you can bring forth much fruit, more fruit, because it still may be some things in your way that's keeping you from bringing forth the 100% of fruit that you need. So God's going to purge. When he may say purge to me, he's going to take away. And we all can really equate to that. I can equate that in my life. There's some things that, you know, I'm talking about those shortcoming areas in your life. Those things that you seem like you cannot get together. You can't be consistent with. That you know that you got to keep asking God to forgive you with this. Now, those are shortcoming things God don't need in your life. He point them out to you and he purge you, put you through the fire so he could bring forth the fruit that he wants on your tree. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it says, and he purged it that you may bring forth much fruit. And again, purge means to get rid of the unwanted things that are not needed. God removes those things. Amen. Amen. And so now have you ever known that sometime you can go through something one way and you didn't go through it the right way? It was ugly. We can look at our own self and say, oh, we don't have to have nobody tell us that was ugly. We just know something that was ugly about me. I don't like that. And then you ask, and you really sincere in your heart, and you say, God, don't let me act like that, act ugly like that no more. Don't let me respond to stuff the way I do. I've asked the Lord different things like that. You ask the Lord, and you notice God calls that to your attention, because if he never calls that to your attention, you would never know that's a problem. So he calls it to your attention for you to, you don't have to do a whole lot. He just wants you to desire it to be gone. He just wants you to desire not to want that. And then when you desire not to want it, he will take it away from you, get rid of it. And then let's say you go through that same situation and you respond to it in another different way. They're letting you know that God did something with that bad, and he put something good there. Amen? Amen. He put fruit. So when he said he continued to purge you, and then he could, so you could bring forth much fruit, because actually people are eating up off your tree, and they're eating up off of my tree, spiritual tree. People are watching you, like sister was saying, they're watching you when you think they're not even paying no attention. They can be way across the country somewhere, but they can have, in other words, all this technology, they'll find out some kind of way what kind of person you are. Amen. They're watching you. Some people watch you up close. Some people watch you up way far away. But they're eating up off of your tree. That God don't want them to eat things that will poison them. Amen. If you have a bad attitude problem, a bad disposition, you fly off of people, you get upset with people, God don't want people eating that off your tree. That's polluted, poisoned fruit. God wants, amen, you to be like him. Amen. The Bible said a soft answer would turn away wrath. He's the way he wants us to be. Amen. And then people say, you know, there's something about that person. They would not. I think I would like to be saved. If that's what save is about. See, the thing about it over here, we think we can't work for God. You know, I have a problem with people trying to work for God and they have no character. Because character takes a while to be built in you. They really do. I was thinking about the whole years, the time that I've been saved, about 37 or 38 years. It took a long time to continue, and God is still working character. I mean, character don't be built on you one night. That's why God don't give people jobs and different things in the house of God. He don't give them, if they get to put themselves in jail, God don't put, when God put somebody in a place, you put in a place, you're not gonna shame him and make him look ashamed, amen, from the way you do stuff. Sometimes it takes a long many years to be made of God. Because your attitude got to be made. Your disposition has to be made. Your temperance has to be made. You can't snap people up, snap them down, tell them all. And next minute, talking about what I know about Jesus. You got to be made, honey. Because, see, if God don't make you, you're going to run to a big devil. You're going to run to the devil without the pitchfork and ears. He's going to be a real devil. You're going to run up on something. If you're not ready for it, going to eat you alive. Yeah. So God is that wise. He's wiser than you. Amen. That's why sometimes the stuff that I'm waiting on God about, I don't keep saying, Lord, when you going to do it. I change my prayer. I don't keep doing that. I just say, Lord, show me what to do while I'm waiting on you. Because this is getting a little weary. Sometimes waiting. Doing well. I just say, Lord, show me what to do while I'm waiting on you. That's what I do. I don't tell the Lord, I need you to do this right now. Seem like you should have did it 3-4 months ago. I may not be ready for it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You can't even handle a little business right here. What makes you think you can handle a big business over there? Uh-huh. Amen? Amen. God got to retrain some of us all over again. You've been 34 years or 50 years the way you are. You ain't coming out of it in one day. Because you had a birthday. You ain't coming out of it in one day. You've been 36 years like that. You've been 50 years like that. The devil is a liar. Amen. Some of us, you talking about we want husband and wife. Some of you, they don't know, you don't know the other side of you till somebody get near you, squeeze you the wrong way. Amen. You don't know where you're going to come out, swinging or what. You want to make sure God know you're ready. Somebody give God a praise. And I tell anybody, they talking about they won't do something for the Lord. There's some devils out there, some big devils. You better make sure God's got you made, because you're going to be crying every day. You're going to be quitting every day. Especially doing something like this, pastor people. I never asked the Lord to bypass the people. God called me to do it. I wouldn't make up and say I want to do that. Because anybody want to be over people, you must really get confidence in yourself. That is not an easy job. You better know God has called you to do it. Amen. You got to be nice to people. You can't be an attitude with people, because they're in an attitude with you. You can't get up and tell people what you think. You can't do that. God is not telling you to do all that. And God's not going to call you to do it. To do something like that if you're not made. Let's think about it. Would you want to put yourself under anybody, amen, that do not know how to conduct themselves? No. Some of these bosses that we under, you don't really care to be under them, but you have to pray that God will help you while you're under them. If you got a husband or a wife or whatever, anybody that is hard to deal with, you got to pray, ask God to help you so you won't go off. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God and his kingdom is not going to be putting people. People have put themselves in different positions. Some people may have put themselves there. It's good to know if God put you there. Because if God puts you there, every time something don't go right, you just talk to the Lord about it. But if you put yourself there, you're going to be handling your stuff in all your business. Being in a position like this right here calls for a great deal of isolation in your life. You can't be in the know and everything to have the anointing of God upon your life the way it is. You can't be a person that cry about everything on your sleeve. You're going to have a nervous breakdown. Somebody give God a praise. You got to walk alone whether somebody's there or not. You love the people there, but if they're not there, you got to keep moving. You got to find, know that I'm doing this because God called me to do this. This job God has had me to do. I'm go to him and tell him all what you need. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God said, amen. You are clean through the word. How many know you are clean through the word? That's why the devil don't want you to read the word. He wants you to fall asleep, be so tired when you don't never pick up your word to read it. He don't want you to come to the house of God to hear it. He don't want you to get it. No, because the Bible said you are clean through the word. The word cleans you. It's not what somebody say. What law says, well, I don't care if it's a little child getting up reciting the Lord is my shepherd and God speaking to him. If it's the word of God, that word of God is going to cleanse you. It said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word of God. It said, the word of God, by word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. The word will keep you from sinning against God if you get it in your heart the way it's supposed to get in your heart. And the word will help you to walk right, whether somebody's watching you or not. You're going to walk right and be right. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God is calling for qualified. Everybody want to rise up and go, I'm called, I'm doing that. You better let God bring some character on you because they got devils out there who eat you alive. But when God's hand is upon you, there will be no weapon formed against you with prosper. God will help you stand when you feel like you want to crack up and go under. Amen. I said, God will help you. If he called you, honey, he will have you standing when you don't even want to stand. Somebody give God a praise in here today. Jesus. God will give you that confidence and give you that boldness that you'll stand in the things of God. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Abide in me. God is saying, stay. Now stay in me. Uh-huh. God don't want you in him 1 minute and you flying out the next minute. You know, God will try you. You can be, like I said, you be trying for years and years before he take and use you greatly like you think you want. Some people might say, I feel the call. Moses, he felt the call a long time ago before he even went forth to God. He felt the calling of God when he was young. When he seen another man attacking another man, he just jumped in there and did something with no wisdom to kill somebody. Amen. Before he become the great prophet of man of God, he wasn't ready. You can't move by your emotions and everything when God don't want us moving by our emotions because you move the wrong way. You do the wrong thing. And once it's done, it's done. And you can't expect God to get you out of it all and erase everything right away. Amen. You got to learn from what you go through. Amen. That's why the Bible said, be slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to anger, because the wrath of man working not the righteousness of God. God don't want us moving by. Well, you don't think. You do things before you think. Now, if God was calling you to lead an army of people, everybody be dead in that army. Because you moved out too fast. You just moved out with no sense. Uh-huh. Amen? It's good to weigh things out. I'm learning it more and more. It's good not to jump up in your emotions and just start going crazy in your mind when you hear a report or you see something. It is not good to do that. Just stay still. Right. Say, Lord, help my mind. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. I don't know about you, but I'm always saying, Lord, help my mind. My mind ain't right. I ain't got to have nobody tell me my mind ain't right. God, help my mind. Because right. We all have our days. Amen. See, people call it senior moment or hormonal moment, whatever they call it, or the devil moment. Sometimes it ain't none of that. It's just you got the devil in you. Somebody give God a praise. Let's tell it like it is. You want to blame me on this? This is my mind. I'm getting old. I'm getting younger. No, you just that way. I'm learning to separate it out, to see it like it is. You know, sometimes people, they'll talk a game. You know, I wouldn't be like this if I didn't. No, that's the way you are. That's a cover up. God will let you know that's just the way you are. Amen. Then you're going to be cussing people out and telling people, I'm snapping people out because you're going through some things. Oh, the world would be killing one another if we did. We snap people up and cut them up and then cut them up in little bitty pieces and spit them out or whatever. Well, the whole world be messed up. There's no excuse how we do, why we do stuff. We make excuse, but God don't give you no excuse. Somebody give God a praise unless you that's crazy. Come on, give God a praise. Glory to God. God required and speaking for us to live right. God don't have 15 sets of rules. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. God required from the pulpit to the back door for you to live holy. For you to live right. Glory to God. For you to know how to conduct yourself. How to carry yourself. Won't be into people getting on people's job talking about I'm saved, sanctified, I don't have to do what you say. They'll just walk you off that job. And God's not going to back you up because you're supposed to obey them that have the rule over you. Amen? And you'll never be what God wants you to be. Amen? If you don't walk in humility. Amen? God is calling for men and women that's got the, amen, that's really trying to do what he say do. You can't preach the word, you can't teach the word, can't do none of that effectively if you're not first partaker of what you do. People are looking anymore, the world is so messed up, people are so sick of people in the church trying to tell them how to be saved, and they the worse than they are out there. They're so sick and tired of hearing that, so you got to live this thing. Amen. You might be having a bad day, and nobody knows it, and they may call you in need. They call you in need and you shutting them up, closing them down, spitting them out and everything. They're going to see that you are not what you say that you are. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You got to be nice when you don't want to be nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't do it on your own. And some people might not have as much struggle with that as other people. But if some people got a real bad, don't have a good disposition anyway, it's really hard for you to be nice. You need God. You need to live beside the still waters all the time. You need to dunk yourself and live in and bathe in the Holy Ghost because you're never nice. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So you can't preach a word like that. See, sometimes people might care, man, you can't preach what somebody else preach because they live what they say. You might not live what you say. You're not going to have the same effect. But God said, my men and women, they are bold as a lion when you're living right. I listened to both of sisters yesterday, and the little bit I know about their life, they're very pleasant. They're not in and out sometimes. They always pleasant. And I've seen the power of God move. God will move. People will see the anointing of God on your life. You ain't got to go around here. I'm anointed. Now, people going to see the anointing on your life. Amen. And I tell you, if you walk around and act like you're so anointed and tell people so nothing, you're going to be tried to see how anointed you are. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. The devil, amen, is attracted to anointing. He will try to do everything to irritate you. He know you really got something from the Lord. He know when you got something to say, he will do everything to stop you. Yeah. Somebody give God a praise. Yeah. You are clean through the word which I have spoken. And God said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. God said, abide in me. Now, abide means to stay. God says, stay in me. Don't be in me 1 minute, out of me the next minute, out of me the next minute. That's why sometimes you may feel like, I just need to get together with people. Or I just need to. Sometimes people so in and out of their mind and everything, you better to leave them alone. The Bible said, meddle not with them to give them to change it. Because you might call them one day or you might text them one day. They may be in one frame of mind. Next day, they may be in another frame of mind. They may have issues. They may have issues. Don't know they have issues. May need to get some medicine, deliverance or something. But back and forth, when you even find your own self in and out like that, you need to say, Lord, okay, I'm having some issues right here. Talk to the Lord. Lord, I lay my hands on myself in the name of Jesus. This is not of you. You're like, Lord, you ain't like this. This is a spirit trying to grab a hold of my mind. I don't care what I'm going through. I ain't got to be bipolar or crazy. Somebody give God a praise. God, amen, do not have his people walking around confused. I know some things that come in our life can sound confusion. Don't make sense to us. But God's not having you and walking around and spaced out like something wrong with you. So that's a devil, honey. You got to watch your, I was telling you, you can't let your mind stray off like that. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. If you let your mind float around on a cloud, honey, you don't know where your mind end up at. And then you might end up finding out, following your mind, because you will follow your mind. The battlefield is in the mind, and you will follow your thoughts. If you don't watch it, you got to make sure them thoughts that come to your mind is of God. You will follow, you will act the way, whatever comes to your mind. Like somebody said, I was saying yesterday, you know, somebody said, that person don't like you. And if your mind is so easy to be moved like that, you would say, they sure don't like me. I'm you mad at them, and they don't even know you mad at them. Yeah. You ain't even talk to them. You disturbed with them, and you don't know that the devil done planted some thoughts in your mind. Yeah. And sometimes if you praying enough, you can see that. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. I don't care what we going through. We ain't got to go bonkers. This is the term that they say, bonkers, crazy. We ain't got to go crazy. Devil, he's a lie. He make you think you got to go crazy. You going to go crazy. Some things that come against us, we feel like we going crazy. We don't have to go crazy. You got God in your life. Lay your hands upon yourself. Bring about your own deliverance in the name of Jesus. I have no problem with it. If I can't see clearly or nothing like that and things too far, in the name of Jesus, I curse this and I command to go. My mind has got the mind of Christ. I got peace in my mind. I can be terrified. You can be terrified, tormented to death. The devil can bring one thought in your mind and have you shaking all over. It ain't even like that. I said he can't. He gave you. You're going to lose your house tomorrow. You're going to lose your mind. You ain't going to even be here long. He have you shaking like this. You got to stop there and say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. This is not of you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
But it depends on what you've been fellowshipping with. So we fellowship with stuff and all the time. And we when I say fellowship, I ain't talking about, oh, praise the Lord, everybody. We fellowship there. I'm talking about you fellowship with things in your mind. You think I'm not going to be here long. You think that this is going to be the end of me. You think that I ain't going to never get nothing in life. Those thoughts do not come from the Lord. They come from Satan. And you got to pull down the strongholds. You got to realize that's the devil. You got to realize God is not telling me these things. Who is speaking to me? This is not God speaking to me. You speak a lie. I heard this one minister say, I think it was T.D. Jakes, he said, I talk to things, y'all. Y'all might think I'm crazy. I talk to things. He said, the devil tried to tell you this and that. He said, you are lying, the devil, and the truth not in you. I'm not doing this. Well, he said, I talk to things. Don't have no money. Yes, I have money. He said, I talk to things. Whatever you got to do to keep the victory. You might well talk to him. The devil going to talk to you all day long.
That's true.
Because at the end of the day, you got to stop and shut his mouth, because if he feel like he got your attention, God, he's going to town with you. Yeah. Somebody say, how do he have your attention? Because you sit there, don't say nothing. You just flinch like this. If somebody really can see your inside, you shaking like this all on the inside. You don't know what going to be the end of you. You're thinking the worst. You do too much of that, you need to open your mouth. Even if tears running down your face, even if you scared and shaking in your boot, and say, you a liar. Amen. Start talking to things. Talking to your finances. Talking to your mind. Talking to that situation. Start talking to it. It's not going to be like this. Devil, you ain't going to never move. You a liar. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye if ye abide in me. If you don't stay in God the way you need to be staying in God, I ain't talking about it. I'm saved and sanctified. I got the Holy Ghost and not really delighting yourself in the Lord. The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You got to, amen, really get into God, not just into a building. You got to really find out what your purpose is, what God has for you to do. Get involved. Get involved in God and let him get involved in you. And you abide and you stay there in that place, wherever God wants you, he's putting you at. You stay in that place and you function in that place. You don't go and try to do something else. You function in the place. Even if God have you as a doorkeeper, that's all he called you to be. You do be the best doorkeeper you can be until he moved you somewhere. Don't try to move yourself in other places because you're not ready. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Stay in me. Stay in the vine where God, abide in the call where God has called you. When he called you, stay in that call till he changed that for you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And it said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. God letting you know, all your life come through me. It's just like a vine, a plant, or whatever. This develop all that sap, everything that the other plant's getting is from that vine. Cut that vine off, all of us gonna die. Get out of God, you going under. I get out of God, going on. God forbid that none of us get out of God, we going under. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. God wants you to learn to think like him. Wants you to learn how to conduct yourself like him. That's learning to abide in the vine. Amen. And it's so much better. It feels so much better. It really do. It makes your labors light. Because you are following it, a perfect example. And you're following, amen, you can handle situations another way, but you choose to handle them God's way. What's he say? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He show you a more perfect way where you ain't got to stress out. You do it the other way, you're going to stress out. But you do it his way, you might have to cry sometime. You might have somebody feel like they got the upper hand on you, and you look like ain't nothing even happened about it. And you're like, you know, you feel some type of way that I don't feel good about that. I feel like I'm not being dealt with. Go to God and tell him about it. He'll fix it. He'll make it right for you. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, I am the vine and you are the branches, and he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. God said, if you stay in me and do it the way I want you to do, you're going to bring forth much fruit. In other words, you got people watching you afar off. You got people watching you close. You got people watching you near. Amen. You'll see the abundance of your fruit. You'll see. A lot of times, some of us might not even realize. If you conduct yourself in the godly way, people talk about you. They don't talk bad about you. They say good things about you. When you don't even know what people's talking about, saying good things about you. Amen. They feel like this is an upright person. I can have confidence, put my trust in them, and you know, confidence. And they're a good person. They're very example. If I ever, people might even use the term, if I ever think about giving my life to the Lord, I want to be like that person. They're seeing your fruit on your tree. They're seeing how you're not stressing out by stuff, how you handle people. See, God don't just let them watch what we do good, he doesn't watch on the bad days too. We all are monitor and watch on the good days and bad days. And sometimes we can give ourselves an A. Sometimes we can give ourselves a B. Sometimes we may give ourselves a C or D or F and flunked out. But the same test, the ones you flunk out on, don't do good, is coming back again. God is the best teacher.
Yes, he is.
He is the best teacher that you can have. Yes. Amen. Because he will let you keep taking a course till you get it. Amen. When you get it, you'll find out you got it because you done moved on to something else. You done conquer that. But every once in a while, you get a refresher course with that same thing.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Because God is the best employer there is. And you work for him, you're gonna have it together.
Uh-huh.
I said you're going to have it together if you work for him. Amen. Amen. To despise not the day of small beginnings. Amen. If you can't even work with five or two people, or two or three people, amen, you can't work effectively with them, amen, what God going to call you and give you 5,000 people?
Yeah.
Why he going to send you to the mission forums and five that thing? If you go over there, they're going to really get you. Who do you and everything?
Yeah.
Amen. You go over there, ain't fully developed. So don't never want to jump out ahead of time in God's army. He don't let you. If he really loves you, he's not going to let you. And some people get so vexed with God. I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Well, I don't care if you got to do it and he got you working with one or two people, it's evidently a reason. And I learned not to question him. I just asked him to keep me encouraged. One thing about it, God will speak to you when you're in small states. And he will speak great things to you, what he's going to do with you down the road. Somebody said, well, why didn't it happen? You might not be as ready for it yet. Then God not only gets you ready, he gets people ready. So you don't work by yourself. He got to get you people that will work with you in the same vision. How many know a vision, amen, even of a house of the Lord, of a church, a vision starts with the pastor, and the people are supposed to connect with the same vision of the pastor, not go against the vision of the pastor.
Amen.
How many know that's how God works protocol? It's just like a head of a household. The man's the head of the household. And so it comes down from the man down to the wife and children.
Amen.
Amen. God always has protocol. So if you go against that, then you're not lined up with the vision. Somebody give God a praise. That's why if you want to go to a different job, you want to go to a different whatever, you want to do something different in your life, you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to do this. You need to find out that God directed me to do this. Because if he's not directing you to do it, you're going to be messed up. Because you're going to be out of step and out of tune with him. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth. I'm going to go back up to 5. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He didn't say just bring forth fruit. He said going to bring forth much fruit. Because you got to plant and work and tilt with the ground before you bring that fruit forth. Now this is the fruit of my labor right here. But I have more fruit that I have not seen. This is a fruit. Fruit is people. We have people, even if being a leader, I don't care how small, how big. If you have people following that ministry, those are followers. You can't be a pastor with no followers at all. You may evangelize or something, but not a pastor. Doesn't matter how many people you start off with, whatever. But someone follows you because they have, amen, confidence or something in about you that they feel that they trust that they can follow. So if you don't, that's why I say character had to be built up about it, because people are not going to trust people nowadays. They're not going to trust you with their life when you. And they don't have confidence in you. They don't trust you in your life. You switching back and forth and everything. They're not going to. Well, you wouldn't trust nobody. Well, you wouldn't be in nobody that they switching up back and forth with you. You'd be scared of them. You're like, I'm not going to put. You go to a bank and the bank is losing all your money and messing your accounts up. Would a wise person, would they stay with that bank? No. They're not going to put their money, invest their money in something that's messing up. Somebody give God a praise. If you abide in me and he abide in, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And that's saying a lot. God's saying if you don't stay in me the way you need to stay in me, what's going to happen to you? You're going to wither. What happens to things when they wither? What happens after they wither? They die. So, and that means if you don't abide in God with your mind, you can't let nobody pull your mind away from God. You can't let none of that. You got to keep your mind on and in God, into the things of God. You got to keep your focus. Because if you start losing focus, you'll start at what? What the word would just say? Withering. Amen. Amen. And it says, man, and if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withering. And men gather them and cast. And Lord, let you know what happens after you start withering. You're going to get cast into the fire. You're going to be destroyed by the enemy because you're withering. Verse 7 and 8. If a man abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. God said, if you abide in me, he said, my word, and you hold on to my word, and my word is a resident in you. God said, you can ask me whatever you need, whatever you will. And he said, I will do it for you. And it said, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. God said, but it's my will that you bring forth much fruit. so shall you be my disciples. You can bring forth fruit in many ways. You can bring forth fruit, amen, encouraging others with your life, doing whatever God has called you to do, whatever he's called you to do, do it. It's going to be a lot of people leave this earth that has not did anything for God. Some people, the ones that didn't even know him, that's really not good. But you can be here and just be here and don't get nothing done from God. Jesus. You want to work.
Yeah.
You know, and even as I say, even with working, if God don't even give you just a certain occupation, something in detail he have you do, if he didn't give you anything, working on you is work.
Yes,
just working on yourself. See, God ain't gonna, he's not gonna give you a whole lot to do anyway till you get worked on. Because it won't be done right. You know, like I heard somebody said, you know, if God has called you, just told you make up your bed, tell you, showing you how to do that the right way till you get it done. And maybe some people don't even want to make up a bed. We got to keep on you making up bed. If that's as far as you can go, God will stay with you right there. Or whatever, if the work starts with you. If God, we don't have to go and heal the sick and cast out the devil, go in the foreign land. Some of us are not going up to no foreign land, no way. Your land already foreign sometimes, feel like it. Okay. You ain't going over there. Everybody ain't meant for everybody to go in foreign lands. Sometimes they send money, put money so help other people go. But you, some people might preach to thousands of people. Some people might be 50 people, less than that, or 100. Everybody's not going, it's doing the same job. But whatever you do, God wants you to be effective. Not just at the church, on your job. You letting your light shine. God wants you to be effective on your job. He wants people to notice you. I don't care if you're in a grocery store. They know something about that lady, something about the people. They saw sweet people. They got God in life. They won't see them telling somebody off 1 minute, and next minute, praise the Lord, you confuse them. You're bringing forth fruit in your neighborhood. You're bringing forth fruit on your job or wherever in your household with your children and everything. So we had to, even with our children, we can't get on their level, on their page, and do everything in the town, tell them what to do. They ain't trying to hear you. Yeah. Nowadays, these kids can be very disrespectful. Amen. You tell your children what to do, first thing they want to see if you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. They won't know if you're doing it. If you're doing it, amen. I'm going to get with them so I can be their buddy. And yeah, you're going to lose out with God too. Because the stuff they doing today, honey, you can't keep up with it. These kids doing all kinds of stuff today. You can't about keep up with it. You had to go somewhere and say, Lord, keep my mind together. Because they've been there. If you don't watch it, they have you putting on Daisy Dukes and stuff.
Okay.
throw your skirts and everything away. Throw this away. You better get out here and do what I do. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Speaking about in him, in God. That's where the real life is, in God. The Bible said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. That's the real life in God. Just getting up with non-existence, without God in your life, you just exist. You don't really know what life, real living is. Because the Bible said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. And amen. And the man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that they possess. But God is your real life. It is in him that you live, move, and have your being. He's the one that holds your mentality straight, holds your mind together, holds your functions that you exist how you do. He's the one to help you do it where you can do it sensibly. Amen. You exist in him sensibly. Amen. I was thinking about the sister that spoke yesterday. I was thinking about when she first came to the Lord, all the stuff that she went through. I said, Lord, he's made her great, great in her mindset, getting the word of God the way she is. God don't care what kind of way you come to him, but when you won't stay, you won't remain the same. When he get through with you, you'll be a great man, a great woman of God. Amen. I would have never thought I never was a person that liked to get say nothing. You know, I might look at now, oh, she's the way you speak. No, I haven't always been this way. I mean, what I'm saying, I stay in my lane, you stay in your lane. If you got too far of me, I know how to get you out of my lane back then. But before it's like being just stand up speaking in front of people, I ain't never did that before. But God put something in you, he'll give you something to say. You know, sometimes I'll be like, I would like to be sitting back now sometime and just take a break. Some people won't be in spotlight all the time. I don't want to be. But if God, this is where he wants me to be, I'm not going to be satisfied till I'm doing his will. There's some things in your life that God's put in you that you didn't make up. They're there. And God, most time people that do not want to be in the spotlight, then for some reason, them are the one that God's always called. People that don't really want to be standing up in front of people, them are the ones that God called. Because they have the goods. They have what it takes to get it done. People that won't say, y'all see me over here? I can talk in front of God. Most time, God ain't calling people. He calling people that do not want to be seen. He said he didn't choose many mighty. He chose men of lowest stake, people with humble type of spirit. He said because he didn't want no flesh to glory in his presence. See, God could take a person that want to be behind the spotlight, really don't want to. Some people say, I don't want to be in spotlight, but yeah, they want to be in spotlight. Here I am. But they want to be in spotlight. But God knows, you can't fool him. But usually people that want to be in spotlight, they are not developed. And they need to be worked on. God is not putting them out there. They're putting themselves out there. But when you don't really want to be in the spotlight, God going, some kind of way, he going to get you out. He going to make it uncomfortable and you coming out. He'll make it uncomfortable in your life where you will come out. Most people, like I said, don't want to be out in front. They got something to say. And the devil knows they got something to say. It's why he would like to keep them pushed back. They don't get up and chatter when they get up and say they have. When they get up and say something, it's something effective. So, amen. We just thank the Lord. We're done. We thank the Lord just for, amen, his word. And it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. Because we realize, even with the call of God, even in my own life, I may say, Lord, you know, I don't know down the road what you have for me. You might try to get out of stuff. But if it's in you, if that's your call, can nobody do nothing about it? You can't do nothing about it unless you just say, Lord, I don't want to do it. When it's there, it's just there. Amen. Somebody give God a great big hand praise.